I like your theme, Christ for all crises. Christ for all crises. The dictionary defines crisis as a time of intense difficulty or danger. A time of intense difficulty or danger. In John 16, the Lord Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulation. You will have trouble. But he says, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. But it's key that he says, you will have. Look at someone and say, you will have. Not might be, maybe, could be. He says, you will have trouble. We just look at where we have been since last year with the COVID-19 pandemic. That's crisis. A global crisis. For Jamaica, the worst we've seen. And you say, well, we are in a time of crisis. But even if it wasn't for COVID, you would have had faced crises of many kinds through your life. There are many kinds of crisis. You'll have crisis in your health. Crisis in relationship. You'd have economic and financial crisis. Are you hearing me? Emotional crisis. You're going to go through crisis. Some crises are a result of our own doing. Sometimes if we're disobedient to God, we may face crisis. Disobedient to the things of God, we may end up in crisis of our own doing. Our selfishness. Our pride. Our own lust that can bring about crisis in our own life. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. And sometimes because of pride, we don't say, I'm sorry. To avert, to turn away crisis and cause crisis to come on ourselves. Because we don't humble ourselves and release when people offend. And even when we are offensive, to come and ask for forgiveness, we bring crisis in our own relief. Are you hearing me? Oh, I feel like preaching. It's the presence of the Lord. Amen. Some crises don't have anything to do with us. We can be serving God, honoring God, and crises still come. Are you hearing me? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 says, at that time, the Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat didn't do anything. He was just serving the Lord. And yet a vast army came up against him. Job was honoring God, and yet the devil came after him. Are you hearing me? Sought God's permission to come out. You can't just be honoring God. And all of a sudden, crisis comes. Acts chapter 20, verse 1 says, at that time, Acts 12 and verse 1 says, at that time, Herod rose up against certain ones in the church. And he had James beheaded and lay hold of Peter, put him in prison with the intention of doing the same thing. All they were doing was honoring the Lord. And crisis, are you hearing me? So crisis will come. Look at somebody and say, crisis will come. A friend of mine, when I was in school in Ohio, doing PhD, a young man came from Jamaica and did his undergrad at the same school, and we became good friends. He wasn't a Christian when we met, and we used to hang out. We used to play football together, play domino. I would invite him to church, talk to him about the Lord, and thank God he got saved. But when he got saved, after a while, he said, Wayne, when we turn Christian, I peer problems. He said, when I turn Christian, I know problems. And I said, my friend, the enemy is trying to discourage you. God is faithful. Let's continue to trust God. Amen? Amen. Crisis will come. Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. Everybody say, take heart. Come on, look at the neighbor and tell them, take heart. He says, I have overcome the world. Jesus is sufficient for any and every crisis you will face. He says, I have overcome. Be encouraged. The Greek there that says, take heart. It says, I have overcome. That word take heart means to be confident and filled with joy. Can you imagine? If as believers, when crisis comes, we begin to get excited. Why? Because can I suggest that a crisis is an opportunity for God to show himself strong on your behalf. Come on, the scripture tells us. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on those whose hearts are committed to him. Crisis will come, and it's an opportunity to know God in a new dimension. Uh-oh. Somebody praying and say, Lord, I want to know you more. Uh-oh. God, I want to be closer to you. Uh-oh. I want to be more intimate with your God. Uh-oh. Because a crisis may emerge to cause you to step into another dimension. Are you hearing me? We rejoice, an opportunity for God to show himself. It's an opportunity for him to uncover, for you to see what God has placed in you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You find yourself in the midst of the storm and somehow you have peace in the midst of the storm, because greater is he that is in you. Are you hearing me? Than he that's in the world. An opportunity for God to show himself strong on your behalf. So take heart. Look at somebody and say, take heart. Be filled with joy. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Are you hearing me? So rejoice, Moses. Red Sea in front of you and Pharaoh's army closing in behind. Rejoice! Because God is going to show up. Are you hearing me? Hello. Rejoice, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When bad men conspire against you and the fire is turned up 7 times hotter, God will show himself as a fourth man in the fire. Are you hearing me? Oh, when you get to a place of maturity, begin to thank God for the fire. Because if it wasn't for the fire, you wouldn't see the fourth man. Are you hearing me? Rejoice, Jehoshaphat, when this vast army has come up against you and it's already in En-Gedi. Rejoice, because the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. If you will trust God in the crisis, amen? Part of the challenge is the difficulty in seeing the Lord in the time of crisis. In a time of crisis, even though greater is he that's in you, even though I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Peter, he will allow you to walk on water. But in the crisis, sometimes you may take your eyes off him and begin to look at the waves. You may take your eyes off the Lord and begin to look at the conditions of the crisis. And it may cause you to sink into despair. Are you hearing me? Even though he will empower you to walk over it. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. Come on, look at the Lord. Come on, tell somebody, look at the Lord. On the road to Emmaus, Luke 24, the Bible says that Cleopas and his companion, they were walking in a time of crisis. Jesus was crucified, and their hope was in the Lord. The same Jesus. And so Cleopas could have been among those who said, Lord, we have left everything to follow you. Whither shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. And here now, their hopes seem to be dashed. And they're in a time of turmoil, emotional turmoil. Hope dashed. Faith seemingly crushed. And yet Jesus comes and is walking with them. And you can be in a place of crisis and don't recognize that the Lord is with you. He has never left you. You feel as if you're all alone, but he has never left you. Because he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Isaiah chapter 6 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I'll suggest that Isaiah could have been close to Uzziah. And so when he died, he could have been going through his own turmoil, grief, disappointment, wanted more for Uzziah. And he, in the year that he died, in the time of crisis, he was still graced to see the Lord. Are you hearing me? Because if you will see God in your crisis, you'll see that he is high and lifted up. Regardless of the crisis, he's above the crisis. He's above what you are going through. You may feel as if everything is falling apart, but Jesus is above that. Are you here? He's still calm. He's not nervous. He knows the end from the beginning. And his promise still stands. His promise still stands. He will not leave you. He will make a way even where there seems to be no way. He'll part waters. He'll cause crooked places to be made straight. He'll open doors no one can close. Are you hearing me? His promise still stands. Look at somebody and say, trust God. Come on, tell them, trust God. Can I suggest that God expects us to call upon him in the time of crisis? In the time of trouble, he expects you to call on him. Psalm 50 and verse 15 says, call upon me in the time of trouble. I shall deliver you and you will give me glory. Are you hearing me? It's almost a contract. It's almost a covenant agreement that God is saying, when trouble come, and it will come, when it come, just call on me and watch me move. The apostle says, we are comforted when we go through trouble ourselves so that we can in turn comfort others. Sometimes you are going through some things and it's not about you. It's about those who you will minister to. Are you hearing me? Oh, I feel like preaching. Psalm 34 and verse 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord wants you to cry out to him in your trouble, no matter what it looks like. The plan of the enemy is to so discourage you that you don't want to cry out. The plan of the enemy is to so weigh you down that you won't lift up your eyes and behold. And you see, and you're so discouraged, you won't call upon him. And that's the plan of the enemy. Are you hearing me? Because the Lord is expecting you to call. As I wrap up, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 12 speaks about King Asa. And the Bible says King Asa had a severe disease in his feet. Remember that? And the Bible says even though the disease was severe, yet in his illness, Asa did not call upon the Lord. Can you imagine? And you almost hear regret in the word of God. Because they said, Asa, if you would call on God. Like the servant girl who told Naaman's wife, there is a prophet, there is a God in Israel, that if my master would go there, there is healing. And thank God that Naaman would find it to humble himself and go. Can you imagine the mighty Naaman? Mighty Naaman, valor, mighty man of valor. Valiant, great exploits, but he had leprosy. And the sad thing is sometimes we are satisfied with being a mighty man, mighty woman. We're satisfied with our great exploits and we hug up the leprosy when God doesn't want us to. God wants to show himself strong over. Are you hearing me? Because pride could have prevented Naaman and it almost did. Because when the prophet said, dip seven times, Naaman said, don't you have better streams like this where I come from? This dirty water, little ticky ticky, it's me who want to dip it. But he humbled himself. And as he dipped, he was healed. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves. God gives grace to the humble. There's some grace waiting for you if you would humble yourself. The devil doesn't want you to call to the Lord, he doesn't want you to cry out to God in your crisis. Because he knows that God is faithful. And that's why they tried to discourage David. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, when David came and said, you know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? His brother began to rebuke him. Devil using people to try to shut up David. Because the devil sought a new boy. If somebody begin to trust God. Problem. And David said, what will be done for the person who kills this uncircumcised? And him said, who you think you are? Why don't go back and go tend the sheep? And the devil wants to shut you up. Because he knows, no matter the size of the giant, God will bring victory. Some of you know, and it's just to come out and agree in prayer, but your pride is preventing you and keeping you in a place of crisis. The devil wants to shut you up. That's why when Bartimaeus was crying out in Luke chapter 18, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And they rebuked him, be quiet. And the Bible says he shouted all the more. You have to learn for breakthrough. You have to press. Everybody say press. That woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. And she began to press, to touch, to get break. Are you hearing me? Sometimes we're too cute. Sometimes we're too put together and dignified. And so breakthrough doesn't come. But you have to learn to push past people. I don't care what people say. I'm coming to Jesus. Are you hearing me? Bartimaeus said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. And they tried to shut him up and he shouted more. Have mercy, God. And Jesus came. Come on, you're here this morning. You may be in crisis. Somebody in your house is in crisis. Come on, come on. I'm going to invite you to this altar. Your life may be in crisis. And we're going to cry out to God. We're going to turn it over to Jesus. Come on, we're going to turn it over to Jesus.